几个很具体的内容。
There are several important points to improve our church's sacred work.
一个最基本的工作就是个人的灵修。
The first point is to have personal spiritual cultivation.
再加上再下一步就是每一个人家庭的建立。
The second one is to establish the family of each member.
也就是基督化的家庭。
To have a Christian family.
那第三个就是我们教会的一种分区。
The third one is to have many family service area.
每一个小区啊，形成一个互相照顾的小教会。
So each area become a small church to take care of several families.
有美好的团契。
And then they have good fellowship.
那再下一步进去就是往外拓展。
The fourth one is to have evangelical work toward outside world.
那我们个人在参与圣工啊，也有它的程序。
And also, as an individual participate sacred work, there is a process.
当然，我们信主之后，你马上可以参加访问啊，或者说布道，这都可以。
For example, after believing the Lord, you can participate visitation and preaching.
但是如果没有从这个很基础这样一步一步做上来，有时候我们参与圣工不会久，那做的也不会好。
But if we do not have a stepwise approach, our work will not last long.
所以前面四节我们才在谈到从个人方面的预备。
So we have spent four classes to talk about how to prepare individual for sacred work.
传福音的预备。
How to preach the gospel.
跟进栽培的预备。
How to follow up and cultivate new members.
我们要备身所用的预备。
How to prepare ourselves to be used by the Lord.
那接下去三节跟大家来讨论一些有关于服事神跟家庭的关系。
The next three class we will talk about the relationship of serving God and our families.
要如何建立一个基督化的家庭。
How to establish a Christian family.
一个社会的最基本的单元呢，就是家庭。
Family is the most basic unit of a society.
所以，如果最基本的单元呢，大部分发生问题，这个社会会有问题。
If this basic unit has problem, society has problem.
我们看美国社会的问题是很多的。
American society have many problems.
特别是60年代以后。
Especially after the 60s.
因为美国的最基本单元就是家庭发生问题。
Because the most basic unit of the society has problems.
那教会也是一样。
This happens to the church.
教会这个最基本的单元呢，就是家庭。
The most basic unit of a church is also a family.
如果每一个教会每一个家庭都很健全，这个教会会很有力量。
If every family is healthy, then the church.It will be prosperous.
所谓健全就是说，如果每一个家庭都是基督化的家庭，这个教会会很有力量。
A healthy family means a Christian family, and the family has strength.
有一阵子我到这个凤凰城教会去帮忙圣工。
Once it, I helped work in the Phoenix Church.
让我觉得很羡慕，差不多每一个家庭都是全家信主。
One thing I envied most is that all the family all the member believes.
所以我们发现这个教会很稳固，很健全，而且要推展圣工很方便。
So when all the family in a church are healthy, it's easy to develop church work.
因此，我们如果要很长远的参与圣工。而且我们服事要很有力量，我们不能够忽视那个最基本的基础单元，就是我们的家庭的建立。
So if we want to have strength in serving the Lord, we must have a healthy family.
那从这个比较负面来看如果家庭不好，会成为服事神的绊脚石。
On the other hand, if our family is not good, it will become an obstacle in serving God.
一个最出名的例子就是以利的家庭。
For example, the family of Eli.
请看撒母耳记上。
Please turn to 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 2.
Verse 28.
Here God mentioned that the blessing he gave to Eli and his family.
就是拣选他们家族做祭司。
God chose his family to become priests.
能够站在神的面前服侍神。
So that they can serve God before him.
这是又荣耀又尊贵的事情。
This is a royal duty.
但是似乎后来他的服侍没有办法继续。
However, his service cannot be continued.
接下去神就告诉他了。
And then God continued.
29节。
Verse 29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你为何践踏尊重您的儿子过于尊重我？ 将我们以色列所献美好的祭物肥瘠呢？ 30节。
30.
这个 29节就是说你的家庭有问题。
Verse 29, God said, your family has problem.
所以你的家庭就是你的孩子有问题。
That means his sons has problem.
而且你本身也好像也有问题。
Also Eli has problem too.
因为你尊重你的孩子过于尊重我，就是表示你也有问题。
Because he honored his son more than God.
所以常常孩子的问题是从父母衍生出来的。
The problem of the children come from the parents.
所以孩子出问题之前，常常是父母本身先出问题。
The parent has problem first.
那既然这个家庭有问题，
Now this family has problem.
所以30节说,
Verse 30.
耶和华以色列的神说，我曾说你跟你的父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行。所以这个神的旨意改变了。
Here God changed his will.
本来说你要永远行在我的前面。
Before God promised that his household will minister before God forever.
那现在说我不这样做了。
Now God says, far be it from me.
那后来又说他全家，他两个都要同一个日死，他两个儿子。
And God declared all his the male in his family will die in one day.
我们看35节。
Verse 35.
我要立自己立一个忠心的祭司，他必照我的心意而行，我要建立坚固他的家。 这个地方，神就谈到说，他要立一个人来继续接承他。
So God will replace Eli with another person.
然后接下去又提到说，我要为他建立坚固的家。
God will firmly establish his house.
这次神提到家。
Here God mentioned the word of house.
因为以利在服侍神上面倒塌，就是家把他拖倒。
Because Eli's house fell, so his service discontinued.
所以这样看起来，如果我们的家庭没有好好努力去耕种，就是建造，我们在神面前服侍没有办法久。So
if we do not maintain our family well, our service to the Lord cannot last long.
因此在新约时代，这些使徒教会，他们要选立工人，很重要一个条件，就是要看家庭。So
one of the important criteria in New Testament area for choosing sacred worker is to look their families.
我们看提摩太前书。
Please refer 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书。
1 Timothy.
第三章。
Verse 3, chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说人若想要得监督的职分， 就是羡慕善工，这里讲这个监督就是长老。Here
the overseer means the elder.
所以人如果想要得到这个长老的职分，照圣经看起来，这不是骄傲，这是羡慕善工。
To desire this office is not proud, but to to have a heart to serve God.
因为这个工作原来是美好的。
Because this is a beautiful work.
但是要得到这个职分哦，下面就讲这个条件相当高。
However, in order to be elected as an overseer, there's a high criteria.
我常常在想，在美国要最近几年一直要 立这个长老执事，要立一个执事都很难。
So in the United States, it's very difficult to ordain a elder or deacon.
啊，因为这个信徒对这个圣职人要求条件很高。
Because the member has a very high standard for these offices.
差不多那个要求条件呢，稍微跟长老的条件一样。
The criteria is like here as an elder.
那要立一个长老更难。
It's even harder to ordain an elder.
哦，当然那个信徒心目中的条件大概到四活物那一种条件了。
They may be, it must be like those four creatures in Revelation.
哦，所以啊，这个教会里面一直没有办法立长老。
So that's why in our church we could not ordain elders.
那这种对圣职人员这个条件期望高哦，这个原来也是圣经也是这样讲。
Actually, Bible has the same high standard.
哦，那这里讲说要做长老的，哦，监督的哈。
Here it talks about qualification for an overseer or an elder.
第四节
Verse 4.
要好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄，顺服。第五节
Verse 5.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能够管理神的教会呢？这个地方讲说，那个条件就是家庭啊，要属灵。
The criteria is that the family must be spiritual.
到这里谈到自己就是说要在家里要先管理自己，要使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
First, he must teach his children to obey with proper respect.
那这样的话，他要在神要在人面前要服侍，变成这个基础很稳固。
So he has a good foundation in serving the Lord.
不会让人有把柄。
So people will not have something to gossip about.
因为这个做长老在教会里面做监督。
As an elder, he's an overseer in the church.
那这个监督啊，我们如果要监督别人，说你要这样改正，那现在别人一句话反弹过来，那你看你的家，你就哑口无言了。
If you want to help someone, people may turn back say, "Why look at your family? Why don't you help your family first?"
所以这个。变成说家庭变成一个做圣工越重要的圣工变成家庭越重要。
So the more important the sacred work, the more important family is.
而且家庭是一个小的教会。
Actually, family is a small church.
所以人如果不能管理这个小的教会，小的都管不好，怎么管大的呢？
So if a man cannot manage the small church, how can he take care of the big church?
所以这样看起来这个人在小的做得好，大的才做得好。
So only one can manage well on small things, then he can do better things in greater things.
因此，这个家庭也是服侍神的一个踏脚石。
So serving the family is actually a stepping stone in serving the Lord.
如果全家都很敬畏神，很好。
If the whole family fear God,
大家都觉得说，这个人能够把家管理这么好，那教会让他来监督管理一定更好。
Some people will consider if he can manage his household well, then he can manage church.
因此这个圣职人的条件里面不止他本身而且连家也是条件里面的一个。
So the qualification of a sacred worker is not just himself or herself, but also his family.
真的如果把这个条件再附带进去真的太难了。人太少了。
So with these criteria, it's hard to find a sacred worker.
那接下去他再立到这个执事的条件。
And next, they talk about the qualification for deacons.
好，我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
说执事只做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理自己的儿女和家。这里在谈到这条件里面也是跟家庭有关系。
So the first criteria also talk about managing his household well.
要家管得好才能够在教会管理教会。
Only you can manage your family well, then you can manage the church.
所以我们要参与教会的圣工。好像说教会的负责人。 或者做宗教教育的教员，哇，我们家是一个很重要的因素。
So if you want to participate in sacred work, like the church board or the religious education teacher, then you must manage your family well.
这变成一个很重要的条件。
This has become an important qualification.
因此，我们在这个参与圣公的同时，我们不能够忽略自己家庭的建立。
So we should never overlook the importance of building up our family.
这是基础啊。
Because this is our foundation.
这是也是你考验的一个地方。
And this is the place of testing.
好，那我们要建立这个家庭，到底要从哪里开始？
But where do we begin this task of building up our family?
当然一切都是要从我们本身开始。
First, we start from ourselves.
那家庭的中心是在哪里？
Where is the center or the focus of family?
如果我们看这个伊甸园。
Let's look at the Garden of Eden.
这个家庭的中心是夫妻。
The focus or the center is the husband and wife.
所以这个夫妻要关系要好啊。我们对下才能够教导子女，对上才能够孝敬父母。
Only the husband and wife has good relationship, then they can serve as example to their children, and then they can honor their parents.
当然，有的人他不结婚，他也可以做很好的圣工啊。
Of course, someone who can remain single can still do a great sacred work.
但是有时候如果结婚有好的对象你可以做更好的圣工。
Sometimes if you're married with a good spouse and you can serve God with greater capacity.
所以圣工对这两方面其实都有他的教导在里面的。
We can find example in the Bible.
那哥林多前书第七章里面保罗就这样讲。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第七章。
Chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
25节
Verse 25.
说论到同生，我没有主的命令，但我既然蒙主的灵去做中心的人，就把自己的意见告诉你们。26节
26.
因为现今艰难，据我看来，人不如守住安常才好。27节
27.
有妻子缠着就不要求脱离，没有妻子缠着就不要求妻子。我们再看33节
33.
说娶妻子的是叫为世上的事忧虑，想要叫妻子喜悦。我们再看34节32节
32:32
我愿你们都没有挂虑没有娶妻子的是为主的事挂虑，怎样叫主得喜悦这里保罗在讲如果你有恩赐能够独身，那是更好，那你能够很专心的来讨主喜欢，来服侍神。
So Paul mentioned here, if you have the blessing from Jesus that you can remain single, you can serve God without any concern.
但是这不是每一个人都有这个恩赐。
However, not all people have this kind of blessing.
那在创世纪里面记载说神创造的是这个亚当跟夏娃。
In the Genesis, God created Adam and Eve.
然后神看这个亚当一个人独居不好。
Initially, God created Adam. He said it was not good for him to be alone.
所以就要创造一个人来帮助他。
So he created a helper for Adam.
所以这个结婚也是要得到帮助。
So to marry is to receive help.
那当然这个帮助可以指着家庭琐碎的事情，但是也可以指着服侍神。
Well, the help can have many meaning to help the family chores, but also help in serving God.
所以我们如果要想要在神面前很有效的服侍神，很长久的服侍神一个最基本的条件就是应该夫妻两个都是信主的。
So the basic qualification for a person serve God is to have both a husband and wife believing the Lord.
因为如果夫妻两个信仰不一样，
If they do not have the same belief,
就很难在神的工作上你很有效的在服侍神。
It will be hard for the person to serve God effectively.
因为这个夫妻两个组成一个家庭，有很多事情，很多决定，你跟两个人都会有关系的。
Because many decisions in the family impact both the husband and wife.
所以如果一个信仰不一样，很难，这非常难。
So if husband and wife do not share the same belief, it's hard to do things.
那甚至即使信仰一样啊，如果他凌晨不一样，有时候服事也会受影响。
Even they have the same belief, but if they have different spiritual level, it's hard for them to serve God together.
有的这个啊，另外一半在教会很热心做圣工。
For example, one spouse is very zealous in the church.
啊，花了很多时间在教会。
He or she spent much time in the church.
哦，那回到家里面
，After he returned home,
他另外一半就会埋怨。
And the other spouse complained.
你已经上班这么久，教会花这么多时间。
You spend so much time in work, now you spend more time in church.
那你都没有时间保留给你的配偶跟你的孩子。
You left no time for family.
那如果这样啊，另外一半一埋怨起来，你发现你下一次来教会里面服侍神哦，你的心就没有办法很放心了。
So if your spouse complain and you will be, it will be hard for you to serve God without any concern.
啊，那也有这个配偶像他的另外一半埋怨说，你当初如果要这么热心做圣工，你就不要结婚啦，你就可以专心。
Some spouse even complain that if you want to serve God so zealously, why do you marry in the first place?
所以这个如果两方面凌晨不一样，有时候做圣工也没有办法啊，你做得很有力量。
So without the same level of spirituality, it's hard for them to serve God in one accord.
所以我们在做圣工当中啊，如果我们觉得你信仰两个信仰程度不一样哦，我们要先在这一方面不断的追求。
So if there's a difference in terms of spiritualities, they should both pursue.
那在这个两个信仰都很稳固的情况下，我们在教会里面，你会才会服侍的很有力量。
Only after both have the same kind of spirituality, and then they can serve God with great strength.
所以好的家庭是我们服侍神最好的一个基础，一个踏脚石。
So good families is a very important foundation and stepping stone for serving God.
那有时候我们人啊，你如果没有这个独身的恩赐，有时候你结完婚以后，你在圣工的服侍上啊，有时候会更稳固，会更有力量。
So if you do not have the gift or remain single and after married, you may find you get more strength in serving God.
因为得到了帮助。
Because you received help.
所以一个人要服侍神哦，一定要很看重自己家庭信仰的栽培。
So if you desire to serve God, that you must cultivate your family well.
那在圣经里面呢，有一对的家庭。有一对的夫妻啊，是值得我们来做效法榜样。
In the Bible, there is a family that deserves for our study. And
我们昨天在上课有提到哈，就是亚基拉跟百基拉。
We mentioned yesterday that is Priscilla and Aquila.
我们还没有看圣经，我先问哈，这个亚基拉跟百基拉哪一个是先生
？Who is the husband?
哪一个是太太
？Who is the wife？
是百基拉是先生还是太太
？Is Priscilla husband or wife？ English is
easier. 你一看英文就容易啊，那看中文又分不出来。好，我们就要翻回这个《使徒行传》的18章啊。
Turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传》的18章第二节。
Acts chapter 18 verse 2.
第一节哈
，Verse one，
这是以后保罗离开雅典来到哥林多。第二节
，Verse two，
遇见一个犹太人，名叫做亚基拉，他生在本都，因为哥劳丢命，犹太人都离开罗马，新近带着妻子百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔他们。这里说他的先生是那亚基拉，太太是百基拉。
Husband is Aquila, wife is name is Priscilla.
那我们发现这对夫妻做很多的工作。
Together, they serve God in many ways.
所以他们的婚姻呢，对圣工很有帮助。
So their marriage was very beneficial to sacred work.
那我们也在教会里面有时候也看到，有的弟兄或者姐妹很热心做圣工啊，一旦结完婚之后，
However, in church, sometimes we observe a brother or sister may be very zealous before marriage. After marriage, they slow down.
但是最好的结果就是结婚之后你对这圣公的参与会更加的积极。
But while the best kind of result of marriage is that after marriage, both couples become more zealous in serving God.
那如果两个信仰都很好，能够互相的鼓励。
The husband and wife can encourage each other,
互相的代祷,
and pray for each other.
那这个结过婚之后，我们的婚姻会成为信仰，会成为服事神的一股很大的帮助力量。
So after marriage, the united strength will be very powerful in serving the Lord.
所以这对夫妻的婚姻对圣公是确实是有帮助的。
So here we can see this marriage was very beneficial to the sacred work.
那第三节说,
Verse 3,
说他们本来是制造帐篷为业的。
Their profession was tent making.
也就是说他们本来是有他们的职业的。
They had a profession.
但他们职业就是做帐篷。
To make tent.
但是我们发现这个职业并不是他们活着的一个人生的集中目标。
However, their profession is not their ultimate goal in life.
这样看起来是职业只是他们生活的一种方式。
Instead, their profession is just a means of maintaining a living.
那他们生活的目标在哪里？
Where was the goal of their life?
就是做圣工。
That is to do sacred work.
所以我们人年纪增加之后，我们人观念会一直在变。
Our attitude or value may change as we grow older.
我们刚刚开始的时候，觉得说这个职业，借着职业，我们就是要追求个人的成就，或者说借着我们所做的事业，我们要累积一点钱财。
Initially, we want may do many achievements through our profession or gain much money.
但是我们人在世界活久了以后，
but as we grow older,
我们对人生有越来越多的领悟。
We have more understanding to our life.
你就会发现这个职业本身并不是真的你活着的目标。
We realize our profession is not a goal of our life.
你这生活的目标一定要有一个更高的意义才对。
There should be a higher goal for our life.
前不久听到一个弟兄的见证。
I heard a testimony from a brother.
他在这个 airline 里面上班。
He served in the airline.
有一次这个国税局的人去跟他查税。
Once that IRS has audit on him.
那他就拿很多这个资料给他看。
So he showed the auditor many information.
那后来就发现说都没有问题啊。
And they found no problem.
就跟他聊天起来了。
So they start chatting.
那这个聊天以后，那个国税局人就告诉他一个他查税的另外一个经验。
So the IRS officer shared with something in his job experience.
他说他在查税当中，他发现有一个这个 airline 的这个很小的 company 啊，他的这个地址是在 Beverly Hill.
He said he found out a small airline's address is in Beverly Hill.
奇怪，怎么这个地址会在这个 Beverly Hill？
So he wondered why is it in Beverly Hill.
所以他就刻意想要去那里去看看。
So he decided to find out.
后来就到他家，就到那个找那个地址，就找上去了。
So he went to that address.
原来是一个非常豪华的住宅。
It was very a fancy mansion.
那个住宅里面只有一个女人。
And there's only one woman dwelling there.
就是一个犹太人。
And she was a Jewish woman.
那个犹太人是在德国纳粹的集中营里面逃生的，逃出来的。
She escaped from the Nazi.
集中营。
A concentration camp.
那这个纳粹集中营德国人杀了好多人。
In those concentration camps, many Jews died.
她很幸运，后来她出来了。
She was lucky enough to survive this concentration camp.
以后很小就被送到美国来。
And she came to United States at a very young age.
所以她头脑很聪明啊。 她过了不多久，她就开始自己做房地产。
She was very smart. She participated in realty.
一下100万、200万美金这样一直堆上来。
So her wealth just accumulate quickly.
那以后就赚了很多很多的钱了。
And she made a big wealth.
那以后她的感情生活受到挫折。
And then he has problem in his marriage.
事业非常顺利，感情生活没有。
And even though he has a very successful career.
孩子也离开了他。
Her children departed her.
虽然她事业很顺利。
Even though she had a successful career,
活着好像没有目标。
Yet her life seems to have no goal.
那以后她就开始买那个洋娃娃。
So she started buying a doll.
所以她带那个茶税的人上到楼房去，她吓了一跳，里面的各式各样各国的洋娃娃都有，堆满一间。
And so she showed this tax the IRS officer all the dolls she collected.
心灵很空虚，人生没有目标。
Her heart was empty. She had no goal in life.
事业很成功，但是不是这没有包不是她的目标。
Even though she has a successful career, it cannot satisfy her heart.
那以后她自己花钱买了一部那个新的波音737。
She even bought herself a new Boeing 737.
那有时候租给人用，有时候自己坐上去叫这个驾驶员天空飞。
Sometimes she lend to other people. Sometimes she ride by herself.
那有一次，他叫做驾驶员就开到德国。
Once the pilot fly to Germany.
就是开到他以前的纳粹集中营那个上面。
Fly by a place where she stay as in the concentration camp.
他叫飞机把它降低，在那里绕了好几圈。
And she asked an airplane to lower its altitude to circle around there.
他想到他过去在那地方受这么多的苦。
She remembered how much suffering she had there.
那个时候她只有一个意志，就是我要活下去。
At the time she had the only one goal is to survive.
那现在我活下来了。
She said, now I survived.
而且我过去是一贫如洗，集中营里面什么都没有。
Before she was so poor.
我现在什么都有。
Now she had everything.
我有自己的飞机。
She even had her own airplane.
但是似乎人生没有什么目标。
But she lacked the goal for life.
所以好像没有生命的时候，生命就是追求生命的这个活着是目标。
When she has problem living and her goal is to survive.
但是等你活下去的时候，你会发现又没有目标。
But when you are able to sustain your living, then you lose your goal.
所以她就流眼泪。
So she start crying.
那后来她回到美国。
So she returned to United States.
她有一个很大的觉悟。
She had this great realization.
以后她就参与慈善机构。
She participated in charity work.
用她的钱财一起去办慈善机构，去爱别人。
So she used her wealth to love people.
她说她现在心灵真的得到很大的快乐。
And she said now she her heart is more satisfied.
因为她试着去爱别人。
Because she tried to love people.
她看到别人很满足，这就是她的满足。
When she saw people are satisfied, her heart was also satisfied.
那对我们一个信主人来说
So for us as a believer,
我们有一个更有意义的目标。
We have a more meaningful goal.
如果我们能够让人的生活变成很有意义
If we can help others to live a meaningful life,
人生找到真正的目标
To find the true goal of life,
得到神很丰盛的恩典。
To receive the abundant grace from God,
那就是我们的满足啊。
That will become our satisfaction.
所以这对夫妻，我们发现他有他的职业，但是他们的生活的目标不是支帐篷。
So we can see this couple, even though they have profession, but making tent is not the goal of their life.
就称为就变成服侍神了、啊，就是在传福音救人。
So their goal of life is to serve God, to preach gospels, to save souls.
我好几次遇到这个有人到我家来敲门。
A couple times people knocking at the door of my home.
我看都是这耶和华见证人会的。
Mostly Jehovah Witness.
那有时候是全家一起来。
Sometimes they appear in whole family.
礼拜天呢、啊，说穿得很整齐啊，先生太太小孩子敲门。
And Sunday morning they dress up and they knock my door.
去传福音。
They went from home to home to preach gospel to preach.
当然这个传的他们是不对的，传的是不对的。
We know what they preach is very wrong.
但是我们就发现在他们心目中他觉得这个最有意义。
But for them, these are the most meaningful tasks.
服侍神。
To serve the God.
对他们来讲这最有意义。
For them, this is meaningful task.
因此这个夫妻如果大家能够有相同的观念。
So if both husband and wife have the same value,
在灵性上也都很进步。
They have the same level of spirituality.
那我们就发现了，我们在放假的时候，最重要不是去滑雪、爬山、烤肉。
So we will see that during a holiday, the to climb mountain or to ski is not the most important thing.
就是在我们做得到的范围里面，我们来为神做工。
Instead, in their best, they try to serve God.
所以这一对夫妻的婚姻，他的工作真的在服侍神上面呢，已经发挥最大的效用。
So we can see that this marriage of Aquila and Priscilla, it was very beneficial to God's work.
今天我们教会里面需要有更多的这种夫妻啊。
Today, in our church, we need a more Aquila and Priscilla.
彼此互相的鼓励，在教会里面呢，会能够很热心的来参与圣工，成为教会的一股力量。
So husband and wife can encourage each other to serve God zealously.
好，那我们再看这个使徒行传的八章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 18,
24节
verse 24.
好，说有一个犹太人名叫做亚波罗，来到以弗所，他生在亚历山泰，是有学问的，最能够讲解圣经。这里说亚波罗这一个人。
This mentioned Apollos.
他也很有学问。
He was a learned man.
也很能够很有口才，很会讲解圣经。
He was eloquent.
结果，有一次他在他在会堂里面讲道。
One day he was preaching in the synagogue.
26节。
Verse 26.
说百基拉、亚基拉跟听见了，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。
So when Priscilla Aquila heard him, they invite him to their home and explain to him the way of God more adequately.
我们讲道最怕遇到内行人。
As we preach gospel, we fear people who are in the same profession.
我记得以前有一个长老在讲，说他有一次看到一个人在这个路旁在卖那个雕刻的像。
An elder once said that he, on the road, he met someone who's selling those carved objects.
结果他那个就遇到一个很内行的人，就跟他讲说：“你雕这个像不对。”
And then they met not a very skilled a carpenter, and then criticizing you did wrong.
因为他那个雕那个像，手指头比鼻孔还大。
Because the object he carved, the finger is greater than the nostril.
因为中国人常用手去挖鼻孔啊。
Because Chinese often use finger to pick nose.
这个是神造的一个功能啊。
And this one of the function of finger.
表示说那个看的人是内行的，所以他就抓出来了。
So the observer must be a very skilled carpenter. He realized that immediately.
那这里说这个亚波罗这么有口才、有学问的人坐在那里讲道，这一对夫妻让你听一听，讲得很好，但是还有点不够。
So Apollo was preaching, Priscilla Aquila heard him and found him lacking in certain area.
这是不简单的。
So we can see both couple is well a trend.
但是我们在这里看到他把这个百基拉摆在前面。
Here we see the name Priscilla mentioned before Aquila.
这个太太的名字摆在前面了。
The wife's name is mentioned first.
这个到底什么用意啊？
What's the purpose?
很可能这个太太灵性比先生更好。
Does mean the wife has better spirituality than husband?
所以本来这个亚基拉应该是头啊，现在这百基拉摆在前面好像也变头了。
Suppose Aquila is the head, now Priscilla seems to become the head.
但是如果他很属灵是没有关系啊。
If they are very spiritual, it's not relevant.
好，那听了以后他就把这个亚波罗就请来把神的道给他讲解更加详细。
So they invited Apollo to their home to explain the way of God to him.
我常常就很希望能够遇到这种夫妻但是很少遇到。
I often hope I can meet this kind of couple, but I seldom met.
因为有时候道理你有人在启发你会领悟很多。
Because if somebody discuss truth with you, you will learn more.
这几天我坐在这里听到真好。
It was so wonderful for me to sit here to listen.
当传道最大的享受就是坐在下面听到。
The greatest enjoyment as a minister is to listen and the preaching of others.
因为从别人讲的，你会发现很多的亮光。
Because while hearing others, we ourselves learn more.
那这个百基拉跟亚基拉能够把道理讲解更加详细，这不是偶然的。
So the Priscilla or Aquila must be well trained in order to teach Apollos.
这是有下功夫的。
They must spend a hard time working.
所以这一对夫妻啊，对圣经道理很懂。
They are well versed in the Bible.
那么他能够把道理教导神的工人。
They were able to teach the workers of God.
这是一个很重要的工作。
This is important work.
而今天我们常常在神面前很热心想要做圣工。
Today we want to zealously serving God.
但是我们有时候忘记一个非常重要的装备。
But we fail to understand we lack certain equipment.
就是神的话语。
That is, we lack the words of God.
我记得有一个姐妹啊，她要传给她家的邻居。
I remember one sister wanted to preach gospel to her neighbors.
因为她家的邻居是一个长老会很热心的信徒。
Her neighbor was say a Presbyterian church member, very zealous.
也是布道会，她要去请她来。我们教会是真教会啊。
Once she tried to convince her neighbor that our church is a true church.
她没有想到，她那个长老会的信徒拿一本圣经给她说：“请你翻翻看，告诉我真耶稣教的真在哪里。”
So out of her expectation, her neighbors show her a Bible, say, "Show me that that your church is true church."
那个信徒说：“这个圣经拿在手里面一直流汗的，真在哪里翻不出来。”
She was perspiring because she couldn't quote a verse to show our church is true.
所以这个真理上下功夫很重要。
So it's very important to spend time to study the truth.
我们现在在谈爱心哦，事实上在物质上啊，在经济上要帮助别人啊，在美国来讲哦，实在是机会不多。
Today, it's not you don't have find much opportunity to help people materially.
因为差不多每一个信徒至少生活都过得去。
Because every believer has life is okay.
但是如果我们的爱心要用属灵上来表现呢，你就会发现很多人是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜、赤身肉体。
But if we try to look their spirituality, we can see many people are blind, poor, and naked.
那这些人需要帮助不是物质跟经济上。
So what people need is not material help.
是灵性上的。
But spiritual help.
因此一个人现在要参与圣工必须要有真理上的教导。
So we will want to participate in sacred work, we must spend time learning the truth.
请看罗马书的十五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 15.
十四节。
Verse 14.
罗马书十五章的十四节。
Romans 15 verse 14.
弟兄们，我也自己深信你们是满有良善，充满诸般的知识，也能够彼此劝诫。这个地方说你们是满有良善，充满诸般的知识，也能够彼此劝诫。
Here Paul said that brothers, I believe you are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct one another.
这个彼此劝诫就是今天我们所要做的工作。
Instruct each other is the work we need to do today.
以现在的话来讲，就是互相辅导。
That is to counsel each other.
在信仰生活上互相辅导。
So counsel each other in the life of faith.
使我们能够在神的旨意上完全。
That we may be perfect in the will of God.
在善事上多结果子。
That we can bear fruit in good work.
这需要在道理上彼此劝诫。
The teaching in the truth.
那这个彼此劝诫，他讲有两个很重要的条件。
Two qualification are listed here.
第一个是品德上要良善。
First, we must have a good character.
第二个是知识上要充足。
Second, we must be complete in knowledge.
所以如果一个人品德很好，没有属灵知识，有时候你发现你没有办法劝别人。
Even you have a good character, but you lack knowledge, you cannot instruct other people.
尤其现在的小孩子啊，头脑很聪明，大概这个社会上啊，这个深入太多，问了好多问题。
Especially the children nowadays ask a very difficult question.
哦，因此需要有很对圣经的知识要很深的去了解，我们才有办法去啊用知识来帮助他解决生活的困难。
We must be well versed in the Bible in order to teach others.
所以这一对夫妻能够很有效的服侍神啊，里面有一个很重要的装备，就是啊，他们对神的话都很熟。
So one of the important equipage of these couple is that they have a good understanding in the words of God.
所以很可能这一对夫妻啊，他们平常在一起啊，都有在这个神的话语上互相鼓励，然后互相提醒对方。读圣经，查考神的话语。
So perhaps this couple they must spend lots of time together, study the words of God, discuss with each other.
有时候这个先生在看电视，发现那个 program 很好啊，但是忽然又要出去，就叫太太啊，你帮我录下来。
Sometimes at home the husband found certain TV program is good, but he has to go out. He asked the wife to tape the program.
那有的时候啊，一个节目没有看到了啊，太太回来，先生会讲给他听。
Or sometimes the wife observed, saw a good TV program, and the husband was not there. So later, she will tell him what she saw.
但是如果能够把这个再进步一点哦，变成属灵上，那不知道多好。
But if they can help each other in a spiritual matter, it will be very great.
就是这个先生在教会听到一遍很好的道理，回到家里会告诉太太，这道理是怎样。
For example, the husband listened great sermon in the church, and he will go back to tell his wife about this.
太太里面自己读圣经，哪一段很有感动啊？先生下班回来会跟他分享，讲给他听。
And the wife study the Bible and then share that with her husband.
或者夫妻两个人在一起啊，能够常常在一起读圣经。
Or when husband and wife are together, they study the Bible together.
使这个属灵知识能够不断的丰富。
So the spiritual knowledge will increase.
那这个就是服侍神的一个很基础的工作，要建设我们一个基督化家庭的工作。
This is a very important and foundational work in serving God.
所以这对夫妻啊是很值得学习的。
This is something we can learn from this couple.
我们再看罗马书的十六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书的十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
十六章的第三节
Romans chapter 16 verse 3
问百基拉跟亚基拉安，他们在基督耶稣与我同工。第四节
verse 4
也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外，不但我感谢他，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他。这里保罗啊，他很想念百基拉跟亚基拉这对夫妻。
Here Paul miss this couple Priscilla Aquila much.
他说他在基督耶稣里与我同工。
Because they were fellow worker in Christ.
有时候我们这个中国字会把它用另外一个字来描写一个取笑，同工。同工。
Sometimes we use some Chinese word to actually use a total different meaning, even though they sound the same.
同工应